This week, we're hearing from WNYC's youngest reporters, the Radio Rookies. 14-year-old Eric Wilson is growing up with his grandmother on his father's side. He envies friends who go home every day to their moms and dads.
People say I'm a spoiled brat, but I don't think so. Just because my grandmother has 11 photographs on a mantle and 8 of them are me, and she bought me almost every game system that ever came out, I still don't think I'm spoiled. I do feel that she loves me dearly and doesn't want me to go down the same path that my parents did.
How am I different from the last 7 kids you had?
You talk a lot, but you listen a little bit better sometimes.
Sometimes, okay, whatever.
My grandmother and I don't have what you would call a calm, stable relationship. I have a hard head, but my grandmother has a hard head. We fight each other just about every day over something stupid. Or sometimes she'll start screaming because I ask her a simple question like, could you tell me about my mother?
What you gonna ask? What questions you gonna ask?
Just tell me the story about her.
Not that story.
My grandmother didn't really want to talk, and I really wanted her to talk. And it made me feel bad, like she really don't want me to know my mother.
Hey, Ma.
And I feel like I need to know my own flesh and blood, somebody that was born with me. Somebody
you know,
I came out of.
Look, you were 17, crazy, taking drugs while he's pregnant with a baby. Look, that was me, honestly.
A few months ago, when I was feeling depressed, I just sat down and wrote this song for kids who don't live with their moms. It's called Looking For You.
Oh yeah, that's right, you only care for yourself. But you mean to tell me you couldn't hear my cry for help? You were the type not to listen, had a hard head. And family still trying to tell me about what? But mommy, I said looking for you, yeah. I'm still looking for you, it's been 13 years. Still waking up late at night crying too, cause I don't have you in my life. But don't you know that burns, that leaves scars, wounds, and me making the wrong choices.
You seen all the stress I've been going through, right?
Yes.
Do you think it's healthy?
No, it's not healthy at all, because there's no reason that you should be going through stress about your mother.
And please, tell us why is that, why I shouldn't be stressed about it?
Because you've never seen her and you've never talked to her.
And that is why?
That is why.
And that is why?
And that is why you shouldn't be going through stress.
No, but why haven't I seen her or nothing, all that other stuff?
Beats me. It's not the reason. I'm not the reason. Whatever the reason is, it has to be on her part.
Is it because maybe that she didn't want me the time?
I'm not saying that she didn't want you. She wasn't in no position to even have a child, to raise a child.
All right, what is your name?
Cheryl Wilson Parker.
That's my Aunt Cheryl, my dad's sister. She's more open to telling me about my mother.
I don't think it's because she didn't want to take care of her children or do what was right. She got hooked.
The story goes like this. When I was born, my mother was a drug addict and couldn't control it. About 2 months after that, she left me at home by myself and never came back.
She was not able to take care of you because she was not able to take care of herself. As far as your dad, he did provide for you until the day he died.
My aunt tells me that he bought me Pampers, took me to the park, and always made sure I had what I needed. But he was the leader of a drug ring. When I was 3 years old, he got shot and killed. But I don't want to talk anymore about that. I want to let his soul rest in peace. Sometimes I get mad at my mother and father just because they were doing the same thing. It makes me frustrated knowing that one of them couldn't be the good one to say, hey, this is not healthy for you, me, or our son. Now let's stop and get help. That feeling has been affecting my schoolwork. So I talked to my guidance counselor, Miss Milner. She says maybe my mother didn't get what she needed in life. That's why she couldn't share with me.
It's very difficult for somebody to share the food on their plate with somebody else if they're still hungry. You know what I mean? So you're talking about somebody who may be dealing with lack, okay, in their lives.
Miss Milner tells me to rise above my mother's problems and go ahead with my own life. But it's like when I go on with my own life, I tend to look for love in the wrong places.
So what y'all doing today?
I go from girl to girl to girl to girl.
What's popping, y'all?
My co-host at a local low-power radio station of 5 girls by the name of Pinky Punisher. Maybe I'm trying to replace that love that's been missing. I have a photograph of my mother that my grandmother gave me last Christmas. In the picture, she's a teenager and she's pregnant with me. She's light-skinned, pretty, long hair, skinny. She's holding a puppy. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, he's so cute. And I'm like, yeah, tell me something else. All my friends say, Eric, you look just like her. It's all in the smile we have. We have the same dimple in the same place. I'm sure my mother lives in my neighborhood. I have dreams where I have this strong feeling that I'ma like be walking and I'ma bump into her. And she's gonna say, who are you? And I'ma ask her the same thing. And she's gonna say, Denise. And I'ma say, word, I know you.
When was the last time that you saw my mother when I was born?
The last time I saw your mother, you were still in the carriage.
That's my aunt again.
I'd say you probably were about 8 or 9 months old. And I took you outside in the stroll. It was a nice day, and I was just rolling you around, and we ran into her. You know, she bent down, and she was speaking to you, but you sort of responded with crying because you didn't know her.
Maybe she thinks I might cry again, or even just totally ignore her.
She may even be not proud of herself for what she's done. She could have cleaned herself up and have a hard time not being there, not knowing how you would even accept her if she did come back into your life.
Some of my friends think I shouldn't really look for her because she might not look the way I want her to look. She might look all drugged up, her face all messed up. She might be all out of shape and her mind be all in different places. Of course, I hope she looks like she does in my picture. If she doesn't, it might be depressing, but I still want to see her because she's my mother. Ma, still looking for you. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Eric Wilson.
And I'm out one, and I'm out in the mouth, and I'm out one, and I'm out in the mouth.